free ball from CG43. They're in front.
This is flat out ridiculous.
From a beautiful left hand, in and out finish, the old fashioned way.
Newell gets to the basket with one to come. From there again. You have got to be kidding me. Tyson Steph.
Hello, sports fans. This is Andrew Kenyon coming to you to talk about the NBL Blitz Day 3. I have just returned home. I've had a power meal, bachelor style, some spaghetti bolognese. Very basic. This is what you do when you're away from the family. You're living alone. You go back to the very simple things in life. It reminds me of my young days. When I was 21, moved out of home, and nobody wanted to cook. So that's where I'm at. But at least my tummy is full. Not that it needs filling. It's big enough. I don't know why I keep putting more in it. Anyway, enough of that. Nobody needs to hear about my weight issues. What we had today, day three of the Blitz, we had two games. We had the Brisbane Bullets versus the New Zealand Breakers. And then following that, we had Illawarra Hawks versus Melbourne United. Before those games, though, this afternoon, I was able to get out to the Darwin waterfront. Wonderful little area that has a big sort of swimming pool, because you can't swim in the ocean here, you'll get eaten by a crocodile. So a safe swimming pool, grassed area, restaurants, the whole bit. It's kind of like a mash-up, that's what I'm trying to say, of the Brisbane waterfront area, Melbourne's, the area near the casino there, what's it called? I've forgotten. I'm not from Melbourne. I'll remember it later after I finish recording. And it's probably what Perth's Elizabeth Quay should have been. Anyway, there were the Perth Wildcats team. They were doing a meet and greet as part of the 3x3 tournament. I was able to talk to a few of the Wildcats. It was very kind of them to do that, and I appreciate their cooperation. And you can see some of those on my Twitter account, which is at Andrew Kenyon. So if you're interested in seeing those, just find it on the Twitter feed. Right, so that happened, and then we led into the games. Brisbane Bullets versus New Zealand Breakers. First thing I noticed, both teams in their colours again. We had pink and we had blue. Again, no white uniform to be seen. I love it. The more the NBL can do that this season, the better. I hope it carries through to the regular season and it's not just kind of like they only packed limited luggage kind of thing. That would be a shame if we go back to just the white away uniform all the time. Breakers are a little bit different though because I think they run with pink and blue, so I'm not even sure they have a white. Anyway, on to the game. Aaron Baines started the game, as did Nathan Sobey. Both of them played limited minutes, but Baines is just massive compared to everybody else. And to be fair, the Brisbane team have a lot of big dudes. They are a sizable team this year. And particularly DJ Mitchell, he may not get in much time during the regular season because he's a young kid, son of Mike Mitchell, famous for punching a hole through the glass door at the Gold Coast Carrara Stadium and requiring stitches, putting him out of action for an extended period of time. Mike Mitchell was a phenomenal athlete, big-time dunker. He's DJ Mitchell, his son, sort of the same vein, but as with all modern players, also shows the ability to step out and hit a three. He looked pretty fun, so keep an eye on him as he develops through the season. The New Zealand Breakers, they started in a frenzy, and Rayan Rupert was doing a bit of everything. He can be a fun next star this year as well. I think they may have a good one. And if he continues to develop like the Breakers have been able to develop others, particularly like Usman Jiang last year, he could be a real surprise packet for this team. Having said that, I'm not sure New Zealand Breakers have the horses to get it done this year. They started in that frenzy, but they just ran out of juice over the length of the contest. A lot of this game, I actually took the opportunity to move around the stadium a little bit. It wasn't quite a sellout this time, so there was room to move in the stadium, and Darwin being the relaxed environment it is, you were able to do that. I want to give a special shout out to Jody, who is up there. She's doing some volunteer work. She's selling merchandise. If you are here at the event at any night, go buy a shirt from Jody. She's a lovely lady. I chatted to her for 10 minutes. You know, we'd never met. She didn't know who I was. I introduced her. I told her to listen to the NBL Pocket Podcast. So I hope she does. And if she does, hi, Jody. Great to meet you. But she was just a lovely lady, and it just summed up the Darwin vibe. Just, you know, willing to talk to anybody, super friendly. I really love it up here. After the game, the thing I noticed as well, Aaron Baines is a kid magnet. He is like the Aussie equivalent of Kai Soto in terms of the fan interest and the wanting to take photos with him after the game. He was really good about it. I saw him just taking lots of photos with people, signing autographs, doing all that kind of stuff. Yeah, he's definitely the Kai Soto, the Aussie Kai Soto equivalent. So pretty exciting to have him in the league, and I think this will do wonders for the NBL. Its profile, and also Brisbane Bullets, no longer boring. Congratulations. Years of mediocrity and boringness have been erased. It's a new day has dawned. You can be good this year and fun to watch. All right, then we go on to Illawarra Hawks versus Melbourne United. A lot of fears about Illawarra this year. Nobody's expecting them to be any good. I'll tell you what. If the Melbourne United weren't expecting them to be good, they're surprised. Melbourne just got trounced by the Hawks. They were never really in this game. Illawarra just looking good. Granted, Melbourne were missing Shea Ely and CG43. So, you know, a couple of big outs for them. But this year, I mean, Tyler Harvey, he seems up and about. And his running mate Robinson seems like a really good second option. He had some great moves, including one drive to the rim that just got tapped off the basket, so it didn't score. But man, it was an electric move. And then they got some young athletes. They got Deng Deng, who's up and about. They got Froling, who is just looking to dominate this year. I think he's in for a really big year, and that's good to see. It was really nice because I was going in really worried about what the Warhawks were going to deliver us. It gave us more than what we expected. And Melbourne United just not scoring enough points. Their imports all looked out of sorts. Caroline, he's a big dude, no doubt about it, but he still looked a bit out of shape. Like maybe he's just carrying a bit more weight than he should. He might want to slim down a bit for the NBL, which is quite up and down, because he seemed to be labouring a few times. This is a really fun game. Really fun game. Tucker as well. Lot of talk with the referees after calls. I just wonder how he's fitting in with the team and the NBL. You know, like he just seemed a little bit out of sorts and not comfortable out there. So watch this space. But Melbourne just didn't look settled at this point in time. And if they were looking for the opportunity to score more points this season, I'm not sure they've got the mix right. The one other point I want to make, Illawarra uniforms. Now, what's going on with this leading zero for the single-digit numbers? I'm really hoping it's a misprint. If it's not, like, the atrocity must be resolved for the regular season. I don't want to see players, you know, number one being 01, number three being 03 for the entire season. This has got to be some kind of mistake in the printing, and I really hope it's rectified because it doesn't look good. So that was really all that happened today. I hope you got a chance to see the game. One thing you will notice is You will have seen on the telecast that they have they're playing on a court that also has lines for netball and volleyball, which is pretty common in these multi-purpose venues. straight after the second game tonight, they had people down on the court taping over the those lines. So you'll notice tomorrow, it'll be interesting to see how it comes up on TV. It should look like more of a clean court without those green and red lines for the other sports. But we've already talked about the issue with decals. We saw Mitch Norton slip on a decal already and potentially injure himself. Well, he did injure himself. We just don't know how bad. And look, if there's going to be now sticky tape, if you like, duct tape, gaffer tape, whatever kind of tape, all over the, you know, in rectangles all across the court, watch out, players. Be careful where you step. It's not great, but that's what they've chosen to do. Let's hope nothing comes of it and it works well. Watch this space tomorrow as we have our two games. We have the first round. The first game will be Adelaide 36ers taking on the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. And then we have Perth Wildcats up against the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. So two interesting games tomorrow. Looking forward to them. And let's watch it all, how it all unfolds. So until then, this has been Andrew Canyon for the NBL Pocket Podcast. Make sure you follow both those accounts on Twitter. And a thanks to Alex Canyon of Voyager, the band Voyager, for our theme music. I actually proudly rocked the Voyager Dreamer shirt today, which you may remember that song as part of the Eurovision Australia Decides. I think Voyager were robbed, and they didn't therefore get to go to Eurovision proper, but never mind. But yes, Alex Canyon, bassist for Voyager, responsible for the NBL Pocket Podcast theme tune. So we are rolling with greatness. And with that, I'll leave you with said theme tune right now. See you tomorrow.